polar vortex, the polar vortex, really is a series of low-pressure systems that circle around the Arctic region during the wintertime, especially. This, you can consider it sort of like an Arctic jet stream, and it divides the cold air to the south from the really frigid Arctic air to the north. So when bits and pieces of the Arctic vortex break off, or when the vortex itself slows down, it can meander and elongate and cause these dips in the jet stream over North America, over Europe, over Asia, and allow some of that really, really frigid air to move southward for a time.
So in your expert opinion, do you think the headlines that we're seeing about, you know, record-breaking, plummeting temperatures, conditions never seen before in the United States, are going to be proven correct over the next 24 hours? What's your prediction?
It looks to me like we're going to set quite a few records, but most of the records that we're going to set are ones that haven't been seen since the early 1990s or the 1980s, depending where you are. This is not going to be an unprecedented event for the United States. This isn't the end of the world. This isn't the day after tomorrow freezing scenario, but it is noteworthy nonetheless.
Not the day after tomorrow, not the apocalypse, but these severe conditions do carry a health warning, certainly in terms of frostbite.
Yes, frostbite is probably the number one concern. There was a weather warning that the National Weather Service in Minneapolis issued that I'm not aware of ever being issued before, which was a wind chill warning that was issued with the headline of "This is a particularly dangerous situation, a life-threatening situation." When you get wind chills down to negative 60, negative 65 degrees Fahrenheit, I mean, that can cause frostbite almost instantaneously. If you're a motorist that's stranded alongside the road and your engine goes out, you know, you're in a life-threatening situation pretty quickly.
And almost inevitably, these conditions and the amount of news coverage given to them has opened up the debate on climate change again. And we have, in particular, some climate change deniers who are suggesting that these conditions, these bitterly cold, record-breaking lows, in some way disprove global warming. There's some confusion here, isn't there?
Yeah, there is confusion. I think that it's easy to make such claims when it's this cold. The global data does not show anything of the sort that would lend credence to such arguments. November was the globe's warmest November on record. We are likely to see that 2013 will rank in the top 6 or 7 or so of the top 10 years globally in terms of warmest years. We're probably going to see December rank up there because of warm temperatures, comparatively warm temperatures in much of Eurasia and parts of the Arctic. It's actually warmer in Alaska right now than it is in much of the lower 48 states. So, you know, and also considering that this cold outbreak is going to last for such a short period of time, we've had much more impressive, much more severe events in the past. In 1979, for example, Chicago endured about 116 straight hours of below 0 degree temperatures, and that they're getting nothing like that this time. So there's all sorts of reasons why, you know, climate scientists look at this and they see an extreme weather event that may actually have some links to climate change and what's going on with the melting sea ice during the summer and fall in the Arctic, for example. But yeah, you know, it brings all sorts of arguments out of the woodwork, and it's, you know, it's a little bit challenging as a journalist and as scientists who are trying to communicate on what's going on in the bigger picture and over the longer term.